It's amazing. It's amazing.
I could already tell the type of fun you like to have, Benjamin.
No, you juice, you'll be on the exact same type of time. Don't you say something like, keeping it juicy?
I don't condone these actions.
Voices defining a generation.
Hi. Juice, that's you?
Yes, that is me, Madam Vice President.
The most impactful commentary.
Can I fuck a damn dollar real quick? Glorilla shot her shot at you. You giving that any kind of action? It's 7 p.m. Friday.
That is hilarious.
Real news, real lives, the juiciest conversations.
I feel like there are more selfish people in the world today than ever before.
I think you're right, Juice. A lot of people are lacking compassion for the next and are only ever looking at what can be done for me and not what can be done for me and my community.
Oh!
Milwaukee, you know what time it is.
All about the Benjamins.
Bringing you pop culture, sports, and all the trending topics.
Gen Z need help.
Here we go.
I'm about a gun.
You already know we got to get into it.
No.
it's really juicy.
Really juicy.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studios in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here are your award-winning hosts, Benjamin and Carrie Noni Juice.
Fresh dinner. Fresh dinner. Oh, no. Kind of wake up. Early in the morning. Woo. I know somebody I don't need. Woo. But it's time to get the money, bro. Woo! You can't act funny about that money, yo! Early in the morning. Woo! Can I hit it in the morning? Woo! But you gotta feed them kids! Jim with juice! You know what the business is! What? I said what? I said what? I said what? Jim with juice, you know what the business is! What? I said, okay. Is that all right? Okay. Fresh dinner.
What's up? Truth Nation and all the juicy jammers out there. What is popping? And good morning, Milwaukee. You are now tapped into Sipping On and Waking Up to Jamming with Juice. I am your girl, Noni Juice, always keeping it juicy. And you already know I got my boy Ben jamming with me today.
It is amazing.
Shout out to Glenn on the ones and twos.
What it do?
And we are live from the American Family Insurance Studios here at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. That's how men be laughing.
That was an evil villain laugh.
Thank y'all so much for tapping in. Make sure you are on our YouTube page at 101.7 The Truth so you can watch us do Jamming with Juice live. Get the full experience of Jamming with Juice.
Jamming with Juice or behind me.
Con Hugo. For all of our brothers and sisters out there running it up.
All our brothers and sisters, even our hermanos and hermanas.
Right. But anyway, yes, make sure you are in our YouTube chat so you can get a cracker with us and get your voice heard over there. Be part of our Juicy Jammer community. Already have a few of our Juicy Jammers in the chat ready to get a cracking this morning, which we always appreciate. So you know we got to do our morning roll call. I need to see who is in session right now, right?
Who is in the classroom?
We are about to do our roll call, everyone.
About to
so
point
get
him out.
Ready.
About to call him
Glenn,
out.
Please give me my theme music. Shout out to, we got S.E. in the YouTube chat this morning.
Good morning, S.E.
We got Not Really a City Girl in the YouTube chat
Not
this
really
morning.
Not Really a City Girl, good morning.
Willie
Tell me the morning Gray's to you, Queen.
In the YouTube chat this morning.
Willie, good morning.
Kawanda. We got
Kawanda.
Jeff. We
Gray
got Kimberly.
Rising,
we got Sincere.
Kimberly,
we got
morning.
Gwendolyn.
Sincere,
we got Craig and Sal.
Craig and Shalom.
We got Nah. I already said Not Really a City Girl. Ha, she said I'm tired, but okay. Miss Anita Nicole.
Anita Nicole, good morning. It's getting yummy. Venus and Uranus, great. Good morning.
I'm joining in on the claps, you guys, because it's Tuesday. It's the morning time. It is 7:05 in the morning. I hope y'all are geeked up, ready to go. It was so hard not to get back in bed after I went to the gym this morning, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not going to lie. It was very hard.
Good morning. That's crazy.
But we did it. We did it. We did it. We did it. How you been?
I'm amazing. No, you know what, man, Truth Nation? I am so blessed to be here today, you know? And one of the crazy things that happens when you do a radio show is you get, you know, just different thoughts come from somewhere in the universe and it pops into your head and then you get a chance to talk about it. And you know what, Juice? I want to thank you.
What? You want to thank me?
I want to thank you, Juice.
What I didn't do?
Because when we were creating this show, Jim with Juice, that we knew for a fact was going to be on between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. on YouTube. Head to the YouTubes. It's always getting crazy.
It's crazy.
I did not want to do that beat, that Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay beat.
You didn't.
I was like, Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay, this is what you want to roll with for the intro?
Yeah.
And to see how big the intro for the song has become is crazy.
Yes.
It's kids out here who sing it. Yeah. You know what? I didn't even realize how good of a song it was until I was watching my little baby cousin Cairo sing it along with
me. It fits, bro.
Yeah, it does.
It fits because you got you ease mm-hmm. into it. And early then it in the morning. With the boom.
That's yes. what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. That part. You Thanks. Know? But I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You wanted your gift.
What? Hold up.
When
hold
do you
up.
Want your gift?
Hold
on. Because I finally remembered to bring it, Juicy Jammers.
Gift. Truth Nation.
I remembered to bring it this morning.
Noni Juice has brought Benjamin a gift. Now, for people who don't know, Benjamin is a Gemini. All right. It is still the month of June. I know it Cancer season is in now. I know Cancer season is in, and shout out to all our cancers out there.
Dang,
I know
when did Ricky Cancer got, season start?
Actually, June 21st began Cancer season.
I did
June
not know
20th
that.
Was the last day of Gemini. I know those types of things because I'm a Gemini, so I know the Gemini cutoff.
Okay.
And you had to have been born at least by June 20th to be a real Gemini.
Yeah.
After that, boom, you're Cancer. All right, so Ricky, he got boom. A birthday coming up. Shout out to Ricky, who produces for Sherwin Hughes. But you got me a gift. Oh, your homa blow.
His birthday's coming up, too?
Yeah, he ain't got the Kool-Aid with the red kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Out to homa blow. So out to all the cancers. Tori Lowe's birthday's next week. You know, his birthday's next week, July 5th. I can't forget my brethren, you know. Dang. Well, they're no longer with us. Anyway, with that being said, Truth Nation.
What's today, Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
Oh, okay, cool.
What?
I got to say happy birthday to that person today.
Bet. You today already know what I'm birthday. Talking about? You know what yeah. I'm talking about? Woo! See, that's what I'm talking about. Me and you be
happy
here.
Happy birthday, Jason!
Hey! Happy birthday, big dog.
Happy
for real,
birthday,
for real.
J Money, J Problem.
Yeah. So, with that being said, Noni Juice has been stocking a gift, all right, sister, had a gift in store for me since my birthday, since I landed on this earth, you know, she had a gift for me. And I don't know what the gift could be, yes. Truth Nation.
So let me give a little backstory, you
all
guys,
right.
Because Ben's birthday obviously was Friday, June 6th.
What? You know the date?
Yes, ooh, it was Friday,
You better
June
say
6th.
That, girl. You better say
and
that.
And I gave him a temporary present because the present that I had got for him was taking a little longer to come than I had expected.
Uh-huh.
Longer than it told me that it was supposed to actually arrive here.
Yeah.
But then after I got that gift, there was another gift
yeah.
that I really wanted to get Ben that I've been wanting to get for months and months and months and months and months. But I couldn't find the right one, which is what gave me the which held me off from giving him the first gift that actually came. Because I said, no, I want to give both gifts at the same time.
Mm.
So it makes sense.
Okay.
But with me not being able to find that right gift that I really, really wanted to get you, would you know at this point what I wanted to get you that I couldn't necessarily find? Because the ones that I had saw and got were just really cheap. I didn't really appreciate it. And I said, no, Ben doesn't need anything cheap like this. Ben needs something really nice.
Ooh.
So I was trying to find it and then I couldn't find one that I really wanted to purchase. So I said, you know what? Forget it. Maybe if I find one down the line, I can. But I have to give him his present before June is up. Like, it had to come before June was out of here, because that's next week, you guys. And so Ben reminded me, because I told him, I said, remind me, because I had to put in my car. They say do it the first time when you originally think about it, because if you don't do it when you think about it, you're going to completely forget. So I kept forgetting to put his gift in my car to actually give it to him. And today, before you actually text me, I actually remembered to bring it.
You had already had it.
Yeah,
you
I had already to had bring it. Yes. So,
I mean, Truth Nation, you know.
I have it right now, and Ben wants to open it in front of you all.
Well, I do want to open it up in front of
you
guys.
I just hope that you really like it.
Honestly,
I hope you like
it. You
and
know
it's not
anything.
Nothing super big. It's not nothing super, you know, grand,
hey,
but
hey,
still.
Hey, you know.
I thought it was something you would,
it's
you
the
might
thought
want
that counts.
That,
it's the thought
you know,
that counts, Juice.
You'd appreciate.
You know, it's just the thought that counts, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not a type of person who's super materialistic. You don't gotta show up with no Gucci bag for me. You know, you don't gotta do all of that.
Yeah.
You know, shoot, I'm the type of person that really, like I said before, I just want to pull up, have a drink with the people who inspired me along the way of my life.
But you know what, Ben, you I know? Have a feeling that I know what you're about to do, and I'm gonna tell you, don't do it that way.
What are you talking about?
When are you gonna open up this gift?
Why are you doing this to me right
when
now?
When are you gonna open up the gift, Ben? Because I know you. You're going to try to stretch
it on your time.
All
you can
day
do it on your
long.
Time.
You're going to try to stretch it to the end of the last segment of this entire show. And we
I
don't
mean,
need to do that.
We don't
need
to
do it right
all
now.
That. We don't need to do all
do
that.
Do it right now.
Right now?
Yes,
Juice,
right now.
I don't think it's perfect time right now.
When would we do it?
I mean, maybe we do it during the rabbit hole or something. I don't know.
During the rabbit hole, you want to open your gift? Let's just open it now.
Well, okay, how about we give somebody a gift? Because I think if we broke right now, they would be so happy.
Bro, really? No. No. I'm handing you your gift right now. Exactly, Nawanda. He always want to make something bigger than what it need to be. Just open the daggone gift.
Would Sean be happy right now? He'd be like, dang, on what they broke at 12 minutes in. I don't want to open the gift right now.
Bro, if you don't open it, I'm opening it for you.
Wait, what?
I'm going to open it for you, right? I will open it for you.
Okay, don't do that to me.
Open it right now.
Okay, can I see it?
It's in an Amazon bag.
That's even better. Hey!
It's in an Amazon bag. And because I needed to open it up make sure that this is the right gift.
Hold up.
I needed to open it up.
It's blinding
me. To make sure, because I bought a lot of stuff on Amazon, so I had to make sure this was the gift that I got him. So I put it in another bag.
It's shining, y'all. It's shining.
I want my address up here. Okay.
You got some diamonds in there.
Here, do you want to? If I hand you this, you better open it right now. If you don't, I'm going to go come back over there and take it from you and open it myself.
See, why you got to be threatening to me? This is supposed to be a birthday
present. Yeah, because
present.
Kawanda don't want nobody. You play too much and you drag stuff to the end. People got work. People got stuff to do. Just open a daggone gift right now. Why are we talking about it?
Truth Nation.
We got enough time. Don't ask Truth Nation. We ain't putting no polls up. We not doing all of that. Open
okay,
the
bro.
Tag on
gift. I'll open the gift. I'll open the gift.
When? When? Promise me you're going to open it right now.
Bro, I'll open it right now.
You promise?
Look, I'll open it in
you
this moment.
You promise
okay?
right now.
Just give it
Do
to
you
me,
promise?
Bro. Dog, I can't get my gift. I've been waiting 3 weeks. I've been waiting 3 weeks, 3 weeks for a birthday present.
Not really a city girl clacking my teeth.
Man.
Okay, here. Open it. Don't show my address. Why are you putting it to the side? Oh, to not see my address.
Yeah,
I thought you
yeah.
were saying you're going to set it down to the side.
All right, Truth Nation. When we come back.
No.
In the next 3 minutes and take a juice break.
He do play all day. He's taking the fun out of it. I'm going to give it to Glenn, actually.
Well, you talk.
I'll take it. I don't even know what it is.
Look.
You told Truth Nation that you'd come over here and beat me up
open
if I didn't
it.
Open it up right
open
now.
Open it. People are waiting, fam.
Okay, okay, Truth Nation.
I will sit here in silence until you do it.
Do you got the drum roll?
Do you get the drum roll?
Let's figure out what this is, man. I guess you guys have been waiting for a long time to figure out what the birthday present was. All right.
I wrapped it in another bag.
Woo! You in the Target?
No, that's
Walgreens. Oh, wait, no, what is this?
You got to open it. Like, open the actual thing.
Oh, hold up. Okay. I know exactly what this is.
Open it.
Hey! That's what I'm talking about, man.
Did you read it?
It says, legends are born in June. I'm glad that you know that.
Yes.
I keep telling people, man, well, Gemini's were the greatest artist of all time. What is it?
You got to tell the people who's not watching.
It's a black and gold mug.
It's a black and gold coffee mug that says legends are born in June. Because Ben loves coffee. He drinks coffee all day long, and he always uses those recyclable throwaway cups that he never recycles. He just throws them away.
That's true.
And you never have a cup for Sip to That Friday. And so now you have no excuses as to why you do not have a drink in your own personal Legends Are Born in June cup for our Sip to That Friday.
You know what? That's
the epitome of a thoughtful gift.
This is a very thoughtful gift. And I'm not going to lie, Truth Nation, this is the first time I have got a coffee mug that came with its own sponge.
To clean it.
To clean it out. This is actually pretty cool. I feel grown.
You feel grown?
I feel grown right now. You know what I'm saying? This should be, this is going to be my office mug.
Yes.
Yeah.
Legends are born in June. You're always talking about you being a legend. And you being born in June.
Iconic. The biggest.
Know? So congratulations. Happy birthday. I hope you like it and use it. And it even got like a little handle on it.
Yeah, yeah. No, man.
I'm surprised you don't have coffee right now.
You know what? I decided to drink some water.
Okay.
I decided to drink some water today.
Yes.
But nah, man. Again, this is actually pretty dope. Thank you, Juice.
You're welcome. Now, I almost want to tell the people what I wanted to get you.
Oh, don't tell them that. Don't tell them.
No?
Don't tell them. No.
Oh, why? Because you going to get it?
We'll save that for another episode.
Dude, think this is a... What life is he living right now?
He think it's General Hospital.
Hey, man, you know... God,
bro, what do you mean? At what other point in time would we ever talk about the gift I didn't get you for your birthday? After I just gave you a gift for your birthday.
Maybe when I actually do get it, and then we talk about it then.
Oh, my God.
You got to save the bombs for people.
He says I'm dramatic.
You got to say
Ben is the most dramatic man I've ever met in my life.
I'm just saying.
The theatrics are crazy.
This is crazy, Juice. Well, thank you for this, though.
You're welcome.
I appreciate this.
I hope it keeps your coffee really nice and warm.
Nah, man.
I really can't tell him what I wanted to get you, bro.
Go. No, don't tell the people.
Why even?
Because, we got to go to break.
All right. Well, after our 3-minute juice break, you guys, we are going to do something juicy, which Ben won't let me tell you what I originally wanted to get him. Ugh. Burning me inside. But anyway, we're gonna get into some juicy after our 3-minute juice break. But the main thing that we are gonna discuss today is your girl Keke Palmer.
Keke, do you love me?
Keke Palmer, and right now a clip of hers is going viral from I believe it was a podcast where she was talking about the man being the breadwinner in a relationship, and she feels as though that's not necessarily necessary, especially with the type of woman that she is and the type of career that she has. She does not think that it's necessary for the man to be the breadwinner in a relationship. But there are a lot of women and men who do not agree with that. So,
hey, check this out, man. I'm on TikTok and somebody, I got sent 3 roses.
What does that mean?
Ain't you supposed to do something with it?
All right, we're gonna take a 3-minute juice break and come back with something juicy. Keep it locked, y'all.
Don't touch that dial. You are jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Like and subscribe to our 1017 The Truth YouTube channel. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Day I wanna squeeze it.
Like a boss, like a freak. What song is this?
It's called Squeeze. Lotto and Megan.
feet.
When did this come out?
How I make it move. Crocodile Kelly, caused by the cool.
How do you know about this song?
Right, like, what's going on?
Apple Music Shuffle, I don't know.
Yeah, you do know. Don't act like you don't know.
No, this is stuck with you, too.
Yeah,
as a producer, you gotta look that song up. You gotta look that song up. That's what you had to do, Glenn, to put that on. You gotta look it up. It's in your history.
It came on this morning. I was liking it.
It's all good, man. It's your vibe, man. You're a smooth cat.
All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. You're tapped into Jamming with Juice. Shout out to Glenn on the ones and twos. He playing his favorite music
USA.
That he be listening
USA.
To in the gym.
USA.
What are you talking about?
Can we just get into something juicy?
Okay, because you over here saying random things.
Random? You think me screaming USA is random?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. But you're right. Let's just get into something juicy.
How juicy is it?
Gay man even know a way to a man's heart. So how come these women have that?
So, Juicy Jammers, listen up, because this is important. Apparently, the parent company of Pick and Save, Kroger, is closing 5 stores in the Milwaukee area. Pick and Save, you guys. There are 5 Pick and Save stores that are closing. The impacted Wisconsin stores include the one on Silver Spring Drive in Glendale, the one on South 27th Street, the one on North 35th Street, the one on South Chicago Avenue, South Milwaukee, and the one on West Ryan Road in Oak Creek, you guys. Those are the 5 Pick and Save stores that will be closing. And they say the closures are a part of a restructuring effort by Kroger, the parent company of groceries chain Pick and Save in Metro Market. Kroger plans to close 60 of its stores nationwide
60?
Over the next 18 months. And then those 5 of them out of the 60 are the ones that are in Wisconsin. And that came with a lot of backlash I saw on social media because people are saying in those areas, where are we going to go shop for our groceries now? What are we supposed to do? Go to Walmart? Because as you remember, a lot of Walmarts were closing before. And now you got a lot of Pick and Saves that are going to close. It's like, we don't really have a lot of grocery stores to even choose from. And we already have a lot of food deserts in our communities. It actually makes me really, it makes me really sad. I'm not going to lie to you, especially the one on Silver Spring Drive. Are you, what's up? You slay, what?
Hey, you know, I'm tapping into the ancestors right now. And, you know, I think we saw this coming. I think we saw this one coming right here.
Really? You saw Kroger closing 5 Pick and Save stores?
Well, think about this, Juice. We kind of reported on this about 3 months ago now. All right. Give Jim Wood Juice some credit. All right. We talked about how Kroger's was already moving their grocery stores into warehouses. All right. Where they would go and basically you will order your food and get it shipped to your house. We talked about that.
Right. 100%. But I guess the thing is, it still is an upsetting thing. Like, everybody's not going to go ahead and start ordering their food from Kroger online and getting it delivered like that.
I mean, either that.
Because where is it going to come from?
I mean, it's either that or these billionaires getting ready for, you know, a disaster.
No, it has to be something. But I guess I'm just really upset about it because I used to go to that Silver Spring, the one in Glendale, the Pick and Save over there all the time. I actually was just there earlier this year when I had to pick up a birthday cake for Corey, and I had a whole birthday cake saga. I couldn't find where to find him a birthday cake, and my mama told me to go there. But at the same time, y'all, I'm not gonna lie to ya. I'm kind of a little bit excited about it, and I'll tell you why. You might not like that I'm about to say this, but I'm kind of excited about it because they said that the people who work at the Pick and Saves right now, they are going to have a chance to go to other locations. And I'm hoping that with these other workers getting pulled from these Pick and Saves and going to the other Pick and Saves, hopefully, that we finally have a bunch of registers that will be open and will be manned by humans. Because I am so tired of them not having no workers. I am so tired of having to check myself out. I'm ringing up my own food. I'm bagging up my own food. And I'm having issues because they don't have a lot of employees there. But now if y'all got a lot of employees, I don't want to hear no excuses as why you only got 2 lanes open, but you got about 10 lanes. I don't want to hear it. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to. Other than that, and that's a hopefully that is what they end up doing. Hopefully we end up getting some type of, you know, help when we are at the grocery store line. But other right. than that, I'm actually very sad for the people in those communities, because where are they going to go? You know, we be having a whole bunch of recalls at Walmart, and they be putting stuff in the Walmart brands of foods too. That's not safe. You know, and they be closing a lot of Walmarts down. So where are people going to get their food from? Corner stores? Like, what's going to happen? You got to go back to Target to get your groceries. They expensive. Where they going to go? Piggly Wiggly and steal? What are they going to do?
I think...
steal the pig? That's what they're going to do?
I think that what eventually will happen is a lot of these major supply chains, grocery stores will... just like all these different restaurants or all these different stores have been doing now, they will, you know, decrease in their size or whatever. They won't have as many buildings anymore, because brick and mortar buildings anymore, because everything's digital now. You know, and honestly, from a business perspective, that is a better, you know, it's a more efficient way to make more money. You know,
but I'm talking about for the people. Like, I'm talking about for the consumers.
I get you, a real big
person sitting over here talking about something. Oh, I like the future, but no, I don't want no surveillance. What do you think that they're doing when you order stuff online and get it delivered? You don't think they're surveillancing everything that you got going on?
We just had my little brother up here last week talking about exactly what the grocery stores be up to. And this is exactly what I'm saying. Like, look, you know, Truth Nation, you got to just take the blinds off, all right? You got to take the blinds off. It'd be nice for, you know, the 1% of wealthy people to care about what the consumer, how the consumer feels. But honestly, they don't. They don't give a damn about how the consumer feels. Their only concern is make more money. And from their perspective, they're going to downsize and shrink a lot of these different stores that they do have.
To stay alive. I get it.
To stay alive. Or just to be like, you know what? We don't need these people. We don't need this. We don't need this group of people over here working. We're going to actually create a desolate area, like you said before, a food desert to
So do you think a lot of these grocery stores, because really what I see happening, honestly, if, you know, aside from hopefully more workers being at the other locations, I see other grocery stores going about it this way. And I think we could eventually be in a place where it's more convenient and it's more accessible if you do order your food online and you do get it delivered. But I know a lot of people don't like that. I think a lot of people want to go get it themselves. They don't want to have their stuff delivered, because you got to think about it from Kroger's standpoint. They're like, okay, I think they said here in their press release or whatever, that they said the closure is part of a larger company-wide decision to run more efficiently and ensure the long-term health of their business. So if they do start moving more to the whole delivery space, like we had talked about before, I only see other grocery stores starting to do the same. And then I think that's just going to become the norm, that we're not even going to get our own groceries anymore, and we have to rely on other companies just to deliver our food for us. And you don't know what they could be putting in the food when you get to that point.
I mean,
so it's unfortunate that that's going to happen, but it just seems like they're trying to move with the times to make sure that their business stays afloat. And we say all the time, when it comes to a business, and if you're an entrepreneur, you have to go with what the times are telling you to do. And especially, you need to get ahead of the curve. So if that is the case, and other grocery stores start following suit, I 100% see that being the future way of how we actually get our groceries, if you don't go to like farmers markets and things like that.
I mean, you know, Trey Tay does make a good point. Juice, you already are ahead of the curve. Like, you order your food online. You already got your meal preps happening.
I do.
You know, but I also think that what will end up happening when all these grocery stores do go down is it will inspire more independent people to be like, you know what, I'm going to have my own little farmer's market, so to speak, where people will pull up and grab fresh produce. I'm seeing a lot more people care about those types of items.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. Let us know how you guys feel about it in the comments. You know, do you live by any of those grocery stores? I'll name them real quick for you guys. But these five grocery stores will be closing over the next 18 months. I'm talking about the one on West Silver Spring Drive in Glendale, the one on South 27th Street in Milwaukee, North 35th Street in Milwaukee, South Chicago Avenue, South Milwaukee, and West Bryan Road in Oak Creek. I'm surprised none on the east side. All the ones I usually go to are still there. But yeah, that was that. Now, we have to move right along, you guys, to, I want to say the drama that has been going on the last 24 hours with all these ceasefires, but non-ceasefires, and things seems like they're a little bit shaky. So I went to Fox 6 News to kind of break this down for me, you guys. And this is what Fox 6 News is saying about all of the issues around these missiles that keep getting launched from both parties. So I guess they said a tentative ceasefire between Israel and Iran to end their 12-day war appeared to be very shaky on Tuesday morning, because about early time this morning, President Donald Trump, he said that both sides violated the ceasefire terms with attacks. So Trump made the comments to reporters at the White House before departing for the NATO summit at this other place. So he expressed disappointment about the continued attacks, because yesterday he went online to say, we got a ceasefire. We got a ceasefire. Oh my God, this is so great for the country. This is so great for the world. Like, USA, USA, USA. And he's doing all these things saying that it's over with, but they never ceased fire. They were still out here throwing missiles at each other. Like, literally like 5 hours ago, it's still missiles that are killing at least like four people, they said, early Tuesday morning. And then Israel launched a bunch of airstrikes as well, all before dawn. So the ceasefire was not a ceasefire, you guys. And they kept on going. They kept on going. And if you didn't know, also yesterday, Iran launched a limited missile attack on Monday at our military base in Qatar, retaliating for what Trump did over this weekend. So to me, it just seems like missiles are just going to keep on flying. They're going to keep on going to different places. And I don't know if we are really truly going to even have this ceasefire, is what he's saying. But my thing is, I feel like the boy was lying.
Well, you know what?
I feel like Trump was lying, y'all. I feel like he was lying to us again.
I'm not going to lie. It definitely did sound good when Donald Trump came out and said, you know, ultimately that they did do a ceasefire. It sounded real good. It sounded like, you know, Iran has stood back to stand by, all right, and decided to get up out of there and listen to Trump. But like you just said, Juicy, you really informed me this morning, because I ain't going to lie, Truth Nation. I came in here hot and ready to.
He said, look at that. Yeah, Trump did it, boy.
Donald Trump's putting the block on them folks, man, and y'all should know this, man. He is a felon.
I love poorly educated.
Yeah, he is a felon, man. So he's going to spin the block, and he know how to use them guns. However, just like you said, though, Juice, you know, Iran is still going on and firing missiles. So I am interested into seeing what Donald Trump does next, because he did go and say that if, you know, they don't stop these things, hey, they would be a much easier target now. And I'm not saying that I want anybody's lives to be at stake. I'm just saying, understand who we are dealing with. All right. Again, this is a 33-time convicted felon. All right. Has more felonies than the worst person you know. He even has more felonies than Jeffrey Dahmer. All right. Just so that hits home, Milwaukee. But with that being said,
sounds like you're introducing a boxer.
Hey, maybe I am. I think Donald Trump is willing to put up the good fight, you know, no matter what. All right, and that's why people voted for him. But we'll see exactly what happens with all of this. Hopefully, it doesn't spark a world war like everybody was saying.
I mean, who knows, though? But one thing that you said that stuck out to me was like, oh, yeah, it sounded good what Trump said. Everything that man says sounds good.
No, it don't. Not
no,
everything.
No, no. What I'm saying is, a lot of things that he says it so it sounds good, but he's not actually doing anything. Yeah. Or he's just making it seem like we're all, like, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and he's not a liar. He says things that doesn't make sense, that's not even true, just because it does sound good for the general public who don't have a high IQ level.
Or just willing to do the research. Because he did go on and say that he had blew up all of those bases, those nuclear bases. He did hit
he
a few
obliterated.
Things.
Obliterated.
Obliterated is one of them things where, you know, you get to thinking that everything's in dust. You know, everything just went to ashes and crumbled. But, you know, Iran went on to go say we still got a few things. However, what a few researchers have went on to go say, it'll be a long time before any journalist or anybody can actually get to Iran to see whether or not those nuclear bases are still there or not. And I'm pretty certain Iran's not going to let anybody from the USA in there.
And shout out to all the journalists who got to cover that, because it wouldn't be me.
I'd be scared for them journalists.
It wouldn't be me. Bro. All them journalists that be out there when it's tornadoes and hurricanes and floods and missiles
blowing in the wind, hair blowing in the wind.
It's just Hey, shout out to all the journalists out there that's actually out there on the front lines for real and doing all that work. Like, because
could you imagine?
I'm gonna do it from the crib.
Could you imagine you out there trying to report something like act bad or whatever in Iran, and you up over there, and next thing you know, you got
you
your cameraman in front of you,
blown to smithereens,
right? A bomb go off in the back of you. I couldn't do that type of job. Like, ain't no way y'all finna pay me.
Even the storm chasers, and they be chasing the storms. I'd be like, bro, I know you don't get paid enough to do that.
And then the fact is, they don't even be having a gun. Like, I'm not, up over there not even strapped. Like, no, nah, forget all that, bro. Pass
me
that AK.
Now they hostages.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We have your reporters.
They got your...
Like, what?
They got your episode on Locked Up Abroad. You know what I'm saying? You locked up in Iran. It was 2025, and Donald Trump and Iran were going at it. I was a reporter.
You know,
I got stuck in Iran.
No, thank you.
Now you're a prisoner of war. Crazy.
Okay, last thing I'll just say is
Donald Trump don't even respect prisoner of war.
Last thing I'll say is Jay-Z is rumored to headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. So you could potentially look forward to that in 2026. He just popped out with Beyonce on her tour to perform In Words in Paris while they were, I believe, in Paris. And the crowd was going crazy. Yeah. Ain't that what it's called?
It's called Niggas in Paris.
All right. Sure. I mean, go for it. I was trying to not, but go for it. But yeah, he was performing that and the crowd was going crazy. And I think that was just a little warm up, a little tease of him potentially being the Super Bowl halftime performance. But isn't that a conflict of interest? Since he runs who and gets to pick who the Super Bowl performances are, like he's on the team or he's on the committee.
Pipe down.
Like, isn't that a conflict of interest? Or am I tripping?
It's nowhere near a conflict of interest, Juice. Honestly,
to pick yourself,
the NFL definitely saw this coming at some point. All right, and this is just all rumor. But if this does happen, you know, the NFL saw this coming at some point. Jay-Z has been setting the stage for himself to hit that stage at some point. He knew he couldn't be the first artist to do it. Like, sure, yeah, you do the Super Bowl and be the first. Nah, I'm going to send Usher up there first. Nah, I'm gonna give Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Mary J. Blige, Eminem, 50 Cent a chance, and Kendrick Lamar first.
I want to see Chris Brown do it before Jay-Z. Yeah.
Well, you may get that one day, but if we get Jay-Z in 2026, I'm all here for it. Because actually, you know, it makes so much sense if he does do it, because it would be Jay-Z's 30th anniversary in the hip-hop game. Since he had dropped Reasonable Doubt, all right, this is hip-hop's billionaire. And he's a rapper, okay, who's a billionaire.
Sounds
who will
like
be doing at the age of...
To me.
It's not a conflict of interest. I think it's the interest of the people.
Okay.
It's the interest, this is what the people want. All right, and I would also go on to say that if Jay-Z is doing all of this, and if he is confirmed to be, I guarantee you will get a new Jay-Z album. All right, Jay-Z fans, we've been starved for maybe over about eight years now. Yeah, he dropped a verse here and there, but we ain't got a Jay-Z project. Like, I would love to hear the billion-dollar gems Jay-Z is going to drop in his next project. Like, you know, when Jay-Z even began the 444 album, he had little dreads. He wouldn't even have dreads like that for real. This is now Jay-Z.
He got big wicks now.
He got the wicks on now. You know what I'm saying? He got octopus tentacles on his head. You know, so if Jay-Z got octopus tentacles if he got octopus tentacles on his head, I wonder what information he's storing in them dreads. Yeah, all that. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what's in his tentacles on his head.
All right.
Are these antennas, Jay-Z? Are you connected to some higher being that the rest of us ain't?
Well, you know what? We just going to have to wait and see.
I'm just
wondering.
It's
all rumored, and we're going to have to be like, okay, if it does come through, I know you'll be excited, even though you said Kendrick was the best, but hey, it is what it is.
Well, you know what? I'll just say this. You might see a boy being jamming at the Super Bowl.
You win.
I'm gonna go to the Super Bowl if Jay-Z is announced.
Okay.
If Jay-Z is announced as the halftime performer, I'm going to the Super Bowl.
All right.
Forget the other mess.
When we come back from our 3-minute juice break, we're gonna get into Keke Palmer and what she was saying on a podcast when it comes to a man being the breadwinner or not in a relationship. Do y'all think it's necessary? Do the man gotta make more money? Men? Do you feel like you got to make more money? Are you cool if your woman, your girl, your wifey, she out here making more money than you? Does it really even matter? 833-212-1017. More Jam with Juice coming up.
Don't touch that dial. You are jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Like and subscribe to our 1017 The Truth YouTube channel. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Trap, money, penny. Got me in my fist. Welcome back, everyone. You are tapped in and Jammin' with Juice. How about we get Drake to headline the Super Bowl? How about that? How ironic would that be?
He's supposed to do FIFA in 2026, so
who cares? We'll see.
We'll see.
I feel like he should do Super Bowl as well. He has a lot of songs too. I think everybody just forgot that. But anyway, welcome back to Jammin' with Juice, you guys, as we are about to get into the conversation that actually stemmed from a clip from Keke Palmer speaking with radio host Bevy Smith on a Sirius XM show, where she was talking about just the double standards when it comes to what women kind of expect in a relationship and how people can clown women necessarily for not being with a man who makes more money than you. Glenn, can you please load the clip up for the people? Make sure you guys head to our YouTube 1017 The Truth so you can watch along to see what Keke had to say. Yeah, well, he got it. He pulling up. Anyway, while he waits to pull that up, I just want to say that Keke did make some points when she was saying that, you know, hey, I got money. I don't need a man's money necessarily, but she could get clowned for that just because she is a woman who doesn't necessarily look at a man just for what he can provide financially. You know, like, that's not necessarily fair.
Or is that like a trauma response? You know, we just saw her get out the relationship with Darius. Okay,
and I don't think they're out of the relationship either, by the way.
You think they got back together or something?
All right, no, they're just co-parenting.
Yeah, because I would think that they're just co-parenting, especially after all the shenanigans Keke Palmer pulled after the relationship. But, you know, with that being said, I think, you know, Keke Palmer speaks her mind in this clip. You got that, Glenn?
Chapman has for many decades been the butt of jokes.
Yeah, because of gender rules.
Yes, yes.
People feel like because she's Oprah Winfrey, who did y'all want her to be with? Barack Obama? That doesn't make sense, guys. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the weird thing about powerful women, what we're left with. Mm-hmm. So I'm supposed to find love, but he's got to have a certain amount of money. But at the same time, I got to still be like, guys, what's going on here? Why am I? Nobody cares when a man finds his woman under a bridge. No one cares. And I frankly don't care if that's who you love. That's who you love. Why do we have to deal with that?
Yes.
That to me makes no sense. I ain't never. Look, my daddy told me a man needs to treat you right. Mm-hmm. He needs to handle and service you in whatever way you need service. Let me tell you one thing that Keke don't need.
Money.
From nobody. Now, if you want to give a little something and get my nails done, something cute.
But
I'm
shouldn't
fine
they
with
do
it.
That? But shouldn't they make that effort, Keke? Because
but you might still look like Stedman to the world, and that's a great role. Because if I was married to, I was with Oprah Winfrey,
you gotta play your role.
Yeah, you gotta play your role.
That is pretty much what you have to do. You gotta know what your role is in that relationship, and if you don't make the most money, that's just not your role. Pick a new role. It's perfectly fine. But I want to know what you guys think. 833-212-1017. I know it's the common conversation that we have, you know, that as a society, as people right now. Do you feel like the man in today's society in 2025 should still be the breadwinner? You know, and if you're not, and you're a woman right now who's more so providing everything, do you feel some type of way? Do you throw it back in his face? Like, how do you even handle being in that position? What is your role today in your relationship? 833-212-1017. We're going to keep this conversation going after our 3-minute juice break. So keep it locked. More Jammin' with Juice on the way.
Don't touch that dial. You are jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Like and subscribe to our 1017 The Truth YouTube channel. This is Jammin' with Juice on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Right? the wave to clean at Tsunami Express Car Wash, Milwaukee's fan favorite for a winning shine. Become a monthly member and enjoy unlimited washes for less than $1 per day. Plus, skip the wait in the fast lane and enjoy unbeatable amenities like free vacuums and tire air. Visit any of their convenient locations in Midtown Milwaukee, Waukesha, Greenfield, Oak Creek, and Mount Pleasant. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat. Learn more at TsunamiExpress.com. And make sure you guys are tapped in on Friday. We will be doing our show from the grand opening of their new Berlin location. So make sure you guys are tapped in for that. And come on out and get a car wash over there if you are free and available from 7 to 9 a.m. But welcome back to Jamming with Juice, everybody. Right now, we are discussing Keke Palmer in a clip that is currently making its rounds on social media because she was talking about the fact that with her being in a position that she's in, as you know, a boss lady, she's an entrepreneur, she's got her own money. She mentioned, you know, Oprah in that same situation. And she's like, listen, it's not really a real expectation or a reality for me to try to find a man who is making more than me right now. You know, there aren't that many people or many men out there who she feels like could necessarily handle that. That's an unrealistic expectation to feel like a man that you are dealing with has to make more money than you, especially when, and this is my own opinion, especially when I have even seen studies that show that women are making more money majority of the time now than the men are, you know? And so if you sit over here, exactly. So if you sit over here waiting for your man to be making more money than you and you're passing up on a lot of good contenders just because they aren't making like $200,000 or $300,000, baby, you're gonna miss out on a lot of stuff. And so I appreciate her bringing up Stepman and Oprah and the fact that, you know, Oprah has all this money. Who would Oprah go to? Who would be Oprah's contender if she wasn't over here waiting for a man who just made more money than her?
That's real. I mean, Bill Gates, I guess. Bill Gates seems to like to get
but
around.
But be realistic.
You don't think Oprah would go with Bill Gates?
No.
You don't think they ever did anything?
I mean, who knows? Maybe. But I don't think that that's somebody who she would want to stay with forever. But even if that's the case, they might be white. You might have to date outside your race if that's something that you're looking for.
It is interesting, though, because, like, even when you think about the... And I'm speaking specifically, like, to the black race, right? I'm actually speaking to Madam C.J. Walker. I don't know if y'all saw the documentary with Madam C.J. Walker, but she was America's first millionaire, a woman millionaire, female millionaire. She was the very first one. But in doing so, she had a boyfriend or a longtime husband that she treated like crap. All right. And basically it's because he didn't have anything to offer her. So, you know, I think at the end of the day that, you know, when it comes down to that dynamic, sure, you can be the man who doesn't make as much money as your woman, but you better still be, you know, running the house in some way, shape, fashion, or form. You still better be wearing the pants in that relationship. All right. And I think Stedman doing that, he just do it behind closed doors.
So you think a man is supposed to run the pants in a relationship in a household?
Yeah. Whatever I say goes.
Okay, I don't think that's how it necessarily works, but
that's what they be saying.
We're gonna have to unpack that. But 833-212-1017. Do y'all think in 2025 it is still necessary for the man to be the breadwinner in the relationship? I want to know both sides. So whether you agree or whether you disagree, call in at 833-212-1017, or you could put your comments in our YouTube chat because we are gonna continue this in hour two of Jamming with Juice. Keep it locked.